The Fort McCoy bomb squad covered multiple states before they were suddenly relocated just months ago. In Wisconsin, there are only two bomb squads, one in Milwaukee and the other in Madison. After a bomb scare in Sparta Monday evening, police had to turn to the Dane County bomb squad, which was 2 hours away. Fort McCoy spokeswoman Linda Fournier says the Fort McCoy bomb squad supported the community and also local police.
Maybe an old artillery shell that was found or a suspicious package. And now with the team gone, people are taking a look and saying, where can they get that support in the future?
Fournier says the communities can rely on the Dane and Milwaukee County bomb squads, but it's different for the military base. Fort McCoy must now contact an Air Force unit in Duluth, Minnesota, to detonate explosives.
If we have an incident, maybe a hand grenade, they tossed it downrange, it didn't go off, well, that's now a hazard, so we have to call somebody in to take care of that. You can't leave an unexploded ordnance in this area. So we then have to close the area and contact, as I mentioned, we were told to contact the 148th Fighter Wing, which is in Duluth, Minnesota.
Fournier says the sudden decision to relocate the bomb squad was made not by Fort McCoy, but by top Army officials as part of an Army reorganization effort. La Crosse County Sheriff Steve Helgeson was unaware that Fort McCoy no longer had the bomb squad. He says the lack of bomb squads is a problem. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.